Hi, this is Rabbi Jonah Lerner, and today we're going to be learning Mishnayos Maseches Tamid, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, and also we're going to start Perek Gimel and do Mishnah Aleph. So we finished talking about the mound that was made for the Mei Mizbeach of the firewood for the big pyre, the fire that would be lit and that we would use for all of the offerings of the day. And then, when they were finished with that, Baru Misham Asetena Yafin Lesader Hamarafa Shnia Lektores. They would then need to build the wood piles. They would be used to make the ashes that were the coals that were necessary to burn the Ketores. What would happen is every day they would create they would burn the fire down, they would burn wood down, the coals, and bring those coals into the Heichal, into the Mizbeach HaZahav, to then put the incense on. So, what they would do, they would select from Misham Atziteina, Yafin, they would select from fine fig tree wood for the Lesadar Maracha Shneel Ketores, for the second pyre, for the Ketores, for the incense. Where would they do it? Mikneged Keren Marvis Jeromis, opposite the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Mashuch Mina Keren Kaplet Safon Arba Amos. Four Amos northward from the corner. Beomer Chamesh Sain Gecholim. So that they need to create five Sa'a of coals. And the Mephorshim all talk about why it was that it was necessary to be very specific to be in this corner, but not exactly in this corner. And it had to do with the halacha is that the coals needed to be drawn min lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem always means in front of the heichal, inside the heichal. And in order for that to be necessary, based on the position of the mizbeach, the large mizbeach was outside the heichal, but it was positioned close to near or maybe in front of the entranceway to the heichal. And if this pyre was placed in this certain corner of the mizbeach, it would fulfill the requirement of lifnei Hashem because it would be adjacent to the opening doorway of the Heichal, and close enough to it to fulfill the idea of Lifnei Hashem. U'bashabbos, and on Shabbos, be'omed shmona son gecholim, sheshasham hayu nosim shnei bizichei levona shalechem upon him. And on Shabbos, they would make sure there was 8 sav coals, because they needed to place 2 spoonfuls of frankincense for the lechem upon him, for the showbread also. And therefore, they would need more and more coals to be able to burn more things. When this was finished, Ha'evarim v'ha'pedarim shelo nis'alklu mi'ba'erev machazirin osan l'ma'aracha. The limbs and the fat that were not consumed overnight, they would be returned to the pyre. At the beginning, in Mishnayos, earlier Mishnayos spoke about how the leftover things would be pushed to the side. Now this stuff would be brought on and placed by the edge of the edges of the fire to make sure that the 2 days offerings won't be mixed, but those things would be continue to burn and be burnt as well. Hitzilu shtei hamarachos ba'esh. They would then light the 2 pyres, the main one for the day that everything would be burnt on, and also the pyre, as we said, for the ketores that they would need to get the ashes for. V'yardu uvo lahem lishkas agazis. And then they would leave, and they would go down to the lishkas agazis, which was a chamber of hewn stone, where they would then be to do the lotteries for the remaining services. Now we'll go on to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. As we said before, they would be entering the Chamber of the Hewn Stone, getting ready to Lishkas HaGazis to get ready to do the lotteries for the rest of the Avodah. And they would get their Amar Lahem Hamemuna, the anointed one, the person whose job it was to give out the lotteries, would then say to them, Bo'u v'hesidu, coming, let's come and we're going to cast lots. And gave a list of all the, and the Mishnah now goes on and gives a list of all of the things that they would do the lottery on, of the people be zocha, the piece of the avodah that people be zocha to be able to do. So first is Mishochat, who's going to actually do the shechita of the Tamid, Mizorak, who's going to throw the blood, Mi Midashe Mizbeach HaPnimi, who's going to clear the ash from the inner altar, Mi Midashe Nesa Menorah, who's going to clear the ash from the menorah, Mi Male Varm Lekeves, who's going to bring the limbs of the Tamid onto the ramp, Harosh V'Haregel, the head of the head and the
Hi, this is Jack Abramowitz. It was brought to my attention that the end of the recording for this Mishnah was cut off, so I'm just going to pick up and conclude from where Rabbi Lerner left off. So we were discussing the various pieces of the offering that the Kohanim would draw lots for the privilege to serve. So we started with Harosh V'Haregel, the head and the right hind quarter. Ushtei ha-yadayim, and the two forelegs, ha-oketz v'ha-regel, the rump, meaning the tail, and the left hindquarter, hechaze v'ha-geira, the chest and the neck, ushtei defanos, the two flanks, ha-kravayim, the innards, and those are all the different parts of the animal. And what else was brought up to the Nizbeach? V'ha-soles, the fine flour, v'ha-chavitim, and the pan-cooked flour offering from the Kohen Gadol, v'hayayin, and the libation wine. So those are all the things that they drew lots to bring up to the altar. Hefisu, they drew lots, zacha misha zacha, and whoever won whatever they won. So they each did the task that they drew lots for. And I just want to share one comment of the Bartnura, zacha misha zacha. In the Mishnah, it talks about slaughtering before it talks about sprinkling the blood. And that's the normal order in which we do things. But the Bartnura clarifies, misha alo hapayas zorik es hadam. The one who won the first lottery was the one who sprinkled the blood. V'hasomech lo shochet, and the one after him would do the slaughtering. V'afal pi shehashchita kodemes lekabalas hadam, and even though chronologically slaughtering comes before sprinkling the blood, mikol makom mimnei she'avodas hazrika gedola min hashchita, the avoda of sprinkling the blood is actually of a higher stature than slaughtering the animal. She'hashchita k'shera bizar, because the shchita, the slaughtering, could be done by a non-kohen. Ma she'en ken bizrika, and that's not the case with sprinkling the blood. Lefikach zacha harishon she'agia lo hapayas bizrika. Therefore, the one who won the first lottery got sprinkling the blood. V'hasheni samach lo b'shita. And the one after him, the one who won the second lottery, he got to do the slaughtering. Thank you for joining us, and please come back tomorrow for Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.